Gaura Sunda. All glories to the followers of the Lord. So the Lord is, he's just got married. We read about that. And he is there in Navadvip, enjoying all sorts of amazing and wonderful pastimes. Really incredible. They changed the password. That's what they do. So, anyway, we will tell you, this chapter is focusing on what he was doing as he was wandering around Navadvip. And actually, it's really amazing. It's just really amazing. So, yes, of course, we read how Lord Chaitanya was ready to challenge anyone, not just ready to, he was challenging everyone, all the scholars, and defeating them. They would try to give arguments against his arguments, he'd defeat them. Then he would take their arguments and defeat the arguments that he had presented. And then back again. It was really quite something. No one had the power to defeat him. Even though at this point he's teaching, but he's still a student. Sometimes it's like that. Someone is doing some teaching, but they're still students. But they're just sort of in the earlier stages of teaching. That's what it was like for Lord Chaitanya. He was in the earlier stages of teaching. And still, even though you could say he's a student, but he was defeating all of the teachers. And as the verse here says, he nevertheless considered the learned Bhattacharyas to be as insignificant as grass. Yes. So he would move around with his students, engaging in these scholarly type pastimes. So one day he met Mukunda. We mentioned Mukunda a couple of days ago or so. One day he just happened to meet Mukunda, and Mukunda could not escape. So the Lord held his hand and spoke to him. And the Lord asked, why do you run away as soon as you see me? Let me see how you run away today without answering me. And Mukunda thought, how will I defeat him today? And he thought, I know. This Nimai is well-versed only in grammar. I will defeat him with questions on Alankara. Alankara means, what would you say, not verbal, but just like they're ornaments of speech, ornaments of expression. Yes, just like very... Not just grammatical nouns and adjectives and verbs and mixing them up in different ways. But Alankara means very beautiful constructions, like sentence constructions with very beautiful metaphors. You remember what a metaphor is? That it's like something. Something is like something. Metaphors, analogies, comparisons, things like this is Alankara. So Mukunda thought, you know, what am I going to do with this fellow today? I know. I will defeat him with questions on Alankara, and then he won't be able to show his pride in front of me any longer. So Mukunda presented some questions on Alankara. But whatever question he asked, whatever point he tried to make, the Lord refuted it all. Mukunda said, "Grammar is studied only by children. Today we will discuss Alankara." And the Lord said, "As you desire." And Mukunda then read some of the most difficult but well-known verses from different famous scholarly texts and asked the Lord, "Please point out any faults," thinking that there's no faults, he won't be able to point any out. But then the omnipotent Lord Gaurachandra pointed out various faults in those verses. And Mukunda was just bewildered. He didn't know what to say. So then the Lord smiled and spoke to him, "Go home for today and study your books carefully. Come early tomorrow and we'll discuss further." Mukunda took the dust from Nimai's feet and departed, thinking, "An ordinary human being cannot possess such knowledge. There is no literature he is not conversant with." It's just, yeah, like truly superhuman in the scope of his knowledge. If such an intelligent person was a devotee of Krishna, then I wouldn't leave his association for even a moment. So like this, the Lord of Vaikuntha, Nimai, Lord Gaurasundar, Lord Gaurachandra, would wander around Navadvip challenging this one and that one. And one day, as he's wandering around, he met Gadadhar. So the Lord, when he met Gadadhar, they're friends at school. The Lord caught him by the hand, smiled, and said, "Are you studying logic? Let us debate." That's amazing, isn't it? After school, when you meet your colleague, your fellow students, do you normally challenge them like that? Not really, you want to forget about school. But Lord Chaitanya was so into it. Gadadhar said, "All right, question me." And Nimai asked, "What are the symptoms of liberation?" So Gadadhar explained the symptoms of liberation according to Shastra. But Nimai said, "You don't know how to explain these things properly." Gadadhar said, "Liberation is freedom from misery. This is the meaning of liberation according to scripture." Then the Lord, the husband of the goddess Saraswati, pointed out various faults in his statement. There was no one who could defeat his arguments or silence him. No one dared even to speak with the Lord. And thus Gadadhar thought, "I will be relieved to get out of here." The Lord said, "Gadadhar, you can go home today, but come early tomorrow so we can discuss more." So Gadadhar took the dust from the Lord's feet, went home, and Nimai continued wandering around. So, let's see. So then, after wandering around for a while and debating and, you know, attacking different other scholars, Lord Gauranga would go down to the Ganges and sit down by the Ganges with his students and speak in all sorts of amazing ways. And people would gather, and as they listened to Nimai's explanations and so on, just staying back from a distance because they didn't want to get dragged into a debate, the people, particularly the Vaishnavas, felt both happiness and distress. So one of them said, if anyone who possesses such beauty and knowledge does not worship Krishna, there is no benefit. They all replied, dear brother, anyone who sees him runs away in fear of facing his challenge. Someone else said, when he sees someone, he doesn't allow them to leave. He catches him, just like a tax collector captures a debtor. Another said, this Brahmin has uncommon potency. I think he must be some great personality. Even though he constantly asks shrewd questions, we still get great satisfaction just by seeing him. We have never seen such knowledge in an ordinary person. Our only regret is he does not worship Lord Krishna. And the Vaishnavas all said to each other, please bless Nimai so his mind will be fixed on Krishna. So they all blessed him. They all blessed him. And he accepted their blessing. And time and again, the people would chastise him in different ways. They would say things like, why do people study? Education is only for understanding devotional service of Lord Krishna. If that purpose is not served, then what's the use of your education? Any students here? Just, you heard that. The Lord smiled and said, I am most fortunate, for you're all teaching me that devotional service to Krishna is the essence of all education. I sincerely feel that one who is blessed by all of you is most fortunate. I have already decided that after teaching a while longer, I will go and serve a pure devotee. So the Lord's Krishna consciousness is sort of coming out a little bit. So then the Lord smiled at the devotees, but by the influence of his yoga maya, no one could recognize him as the Supreme Lord. So, but in this way, he attracted the minds of everyone. And whenever they saw him moving around Navadvip, they would welcome him with great respect. When the ladies saw Lord Gaura, they said, here is Cupid himself. Let women receive such a treasure, birth after birth. All the scholars saw him as equal to Brihaspati. And even elderly men offered obeisances at his lotus feet. The yogis of Navadvip saw the Lord as the personification of mystic perfection. And the miscreants saw him as the personification of death. if Nimai spoke to anyone just once, that person became bound by ropes of love to him. So just amazing, amazing person. Even the Yavanas felt love for the Lord. For the Lord's characteristic is to show mercy to all living entities. Yes, so let's see. One day, devotees, one day. On the pretext of sickness due to excessive gas, the Lord manifested transformations of eternal love of Godhead. Yes. The Lord suddenly uttered some unworldly sounds. Then he laughed as he rolled on the ground and nearly damaged the house. He roared loudly and challenged everyone like a wrestler. Then he beat whoever he could catch. Again and again, his entire body became stunned, and he fell unconscious in such a way that people were frightened. When Nimai's friends and relatives heard that he was suffering from a gastric disorder, they came running to treat him. Budi Mantakan, Mukunda Sanjay, and their associates all came to the Lord's house. They applied some medicinal oils on the Lord's head and tried to cure him any way they could. But the Lord performs his pastimes by his own sweet will. How can he be cured by some external medication? As the limbs of the Lord shivered, he shouted loudly in such a way that everyone was frightened. Listen to this, devotees. He then declared, "I am the Lord of all. I maintain the universe. Therefore I'm named Vishvamba," because that was one of his names. And everyone thought, you know, he's lost it. "I am the Supreme Lord, but no one recognizes me." Saying this, the Lord tottered, began sort of like he's going to fall over. And everyone tried to catch him. In this way, the Lord manifested himself. He actually manifested himself. Symptoms of ecstasy. And telling everyone who he is. The Lord manifested himself on the pretext of gastric disorder. Yet by the influence of his illusory energy, no one could understand him. Someone said, "He has been possessed by a demon." Someone else said, "This is the work of a witch." What do you say? What's the sort of Hindi term for a witch?
Shaitan.
Huh?
Shaitan.
Anyway, there's some terms. Oh, Pishachak. Pishachak. Another said, "Since he's always speaking, it is certainly a gastric disorder." But no one understood the truth. They applied various medicated oils on the Lord's head and then put him in a wooden tub filled with oil and rubbed his body. Hare Krishna. up to this tub was up to the neck. Immersed in that oil, the Lord began to laugh as if a terrible gastric disorder had actually infected him. While thus enjoying his pastimes according to his own will, the Lord became normal, as if relieved of his gastric disorder. So like this, in this way the Lord of Vaikuntha enjoyed his pastimes. Who can understand those pastimes unless the Lord reveals them? So then the Lord, then there's a nice description, where is it, of how the Lord would move around the town of Navadvip. Let me just locate it. One day the Lord went to the house of a weaver, and the weaver respectfully offered him obeisance. The Lord said, "Bring me one nice piece of cloth." And the weaver fetched one cloth. The Lord then asked, "What is the price of this cloth?" The weaver replied, "Give me whatever you like." After settling the price, the Lord said, "I don't have any money right now." The weaver said, "You can give me after 10 or 15 days, whenever you like. You can just take it now. Take the cloth and happily wear it. You can pay me whenever you please." After mercifully glancing at the weaver, the Lord continued on to the house of a cowherd. Mahaprabhu sat down on the veranda and began to make fun of the activities of Brahmins. The Lord said, "Oh my boy, bring some milk and yogurt. Today I'm going to accept charity from your house." So they gave him a nice seat. They began to joke with the Lord and address him as uncle. Mama, right? Mama. Mama, mama, bali sabe, kareye sambasa. Kehabole, chala mama, batakaya gya. So they began to joke with the Lord and address him as uncle. One of them said, "Come, uncle, let us go eat some rice." Then one of them took Nimai by the shoulder, took Nimai on his shoulder, and carried him to his house. Another said, "Don't you remember how you previously ate all the rice in my house?" Although the cowherd boys didn't realize it, by the grace of the transcendental goddess of learning Saraswati, whatever they spoke was true. Meanwhile, Nimai simply smiled at their words. So they all the cowherd men, all the gopas, happily offered the Lord milk, ghee, yogurt, cream, and butter. Then the Lord went to the house of a perfume merchant. The merchant offered his respects to his obeisances to the Lord, who said, "O brother, bring me some of your best perfume." The perfume merchant immediately brought some of his best perfume, and Sachinandan asked, "What is the price?" The perfume merchant said, "Today, you just apply this oil and go home. If after taking bath tomorrow, the fragrance still remains, then you can pay me something. I don't know if you've ever had that experience. You probably have. In Mumbai, I mean, I don't know about here, but in Mumbai, I've had the experience when they offer oils to the deities in the morning, and they put, you know, a good slap on your head, or you make sure you get a good slap. And then, you know, the next morning, a bath or two later, you can still smell it quite nicely. Yeah. So if after taking bath tomorrow the fragrance still remains, then you can pay me whatever you like. So then the merchant happily applied the perfume on the body of the Lord. Then Vishvamba continued to the house of a florist. The florist offered him obeisances and a place to sit. The Lord said, "O florist, I would like a nice garland, but I have no money with me." The florist said, "You don't need to pay." After saying this, the florist garlanded the Lord, who smiled in the company of his students. After casting his merciful glance on the florist, Gauranga went to the house of a betel nut merchant. The merchant saw Nimai's form as more enchanting than that of Cupid. He took dust from Nimai's feet and offered him a place to sit. The merchant said, "It is my great fortune that you've come to my house, insignificant as I am." So, fully satisfied, without being asked, the merchant then offered betel nut to the Lord, who smiled. The Lord said, "Why did you give me betel without payment?" The merchant replied, "I was inspired to." So the Lord smiled hearing that reply and chewed the betel nut with great satisfaction. Then the merchant very devotedly offered Nimai some pan, camphor, and other spices free of cost. Like this, yes. Then Gora visited the house of a conch merchant who offered the Lord due respect. The Lord said, "Dear brother, let me see some beautiful conches. But alas, how will I take one? I have no money." Just then the merchant placed a beautiful conch in Nimai's hand and offered him obeisances. "O Gosani, take this conch home with you. You may pay me later or not. It doesn't matter." Pleased by the words of the conch merchant, the Lord glanced mercifully on him and departed. In this way, the Lord visited every house in Navadvipa. For this reason, even today, the residents of Navadvip attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Go Premanande.